Hello and welcome to The Cynic Weekly. I'm Christopher Gallagher and I'm here to just drop in a note before the podcast commences. We've had four power cuts here at Cynic HQ. The local area has been through the ringer over the last couple of hours. But what that's meant is, unfortunately, we've lost a chunk of the podcast itself. We were about 15 minutes into the podcast when the first power cut happened, but things seem to be okay. We seem to be able to recover those files. But then about the 35-minute mark, the same thing happened again. So between the 10-minute mark and the 35-minute mark, about 25 minutes of the podcast, we've lost. We've got fail-safes. We've got various recording fail-safes. But when there's a power cut like that, there's kind of nothing we can do. So apologies for that, but we did get through the recording. It comes out at about 45 minutes, 50 minutes. So you're getting your value. But we've got plenty of other stuff at thecynic.co if you're interested in getting involved in that. And if not, we'll be back next week. So thank you for your patience because we've been out a little bit later. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, listener. My name is Louis McCaffrey. This is The Cynic Weekly. And this week I am joined by, as always, Christopher Somani. How are you, Christopher?
Terrific, Louis. Just saying that the old lockdown's not been kind and put on a couple of pounds and that. But other than that, I'm a jolly fat man. That's all I'm going to say.
There's just more of us to enjoy. That's the way I'm looking at it. I've actually gained the weight of my son, which is a bit depressing. He has three, but still, that's a shocking amount of weight. But listen, there's always a way back. We're also joined, two fantastic guests. You know, we're getting to that point in the season now where there's not many weeklies left for this season. It's been a shocker, but the panel's getting stronger every week. We're joined firstly by a very competitive man, a man that, it doesn't matter who you are, when you get in a competitive podcast with him, he will throw you under the bus. That man is Martin Friel. How are you, Martin?
I'm good. I quite like that intro. The bus thrower under her. That'll be my tagline. I'll work on it, but I like it.
Aye. It's usually me, so it was nice to just pass that off to you. And also a man who took the rundown so seriously today, he printed off and took notes on it and put some money to shame. It's Graham McKay. How are you, Graham?
I just thought this was a professional organisation, Samani. I mean, it says more about you than it does about me, to be fair. Just like to say, McCaffrey sends us over and he uses green font for it as well. So that's just a wee taste of the behind the scenes for the listeners.
Yeah, and I would never do blue, you know, because that would be all wrong and never wear a blue suit and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, we're gonna get right to it. So Manny, we had the reaction during the week last week. We had no game at the weekend, but the last time we did play was after last week's weekly episode. It was on the Wednesday. We drew one each with Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. I suppose thanks to Lee Griffiths' last minute equaliser. But what did we learn particularly from the team selection and the performance last week?
We learned that John Kennedy is not fit to take the manager's job on full time, although I think most of us already knew that. I think if you combine the last two games, that cemented the idea of that happening. Cemented is the wrong word. That confirmed that that's not going to happen and that can't happen, basically. I think it also confirmed that you're really not going to get anything in the last few games out of these players. They're either heads, you know, they're either not interested in the rest of the season or their heads are elsewhere. You know, it's just almost like And, you know, we thought if we get rid of Lennon, you might have got a bounce. And we really haven't got that. We had the 6-0 game against Livingston where we kind of carried ourselves on that there was maybe a spark of Kennedy's stamp being on the team and we were maybe getting a wee bit more out of the players. But frankly, these last two games have just proven to me, and I would assume to a lot of the other supporters, that there's nothing left there. It's just simply a case now of completing the rest of these fixtures and consigning this season to the dustbin. Because it was a thoroughly depressing watch, that game. Which, if you go back and listen to the reaction, me, you and Ruth certainly kind of get that down onto the recording. It was a shambles.
Yeah, I mean, I was particularly angry. I think, obviously, it's just with all these games, you go through such a range of emotion. And, you know, I think after the game against them, started to calm down a wee bit. And then that team came out, Martin, and it really got me really angry again, because it was like, this guy is just unwilling to change anything. And particularly Scott Brown as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know there was one change with Beaton coming in, but like Scott Brown going up there and playing against Aberdeen, like that wasn't needed. He's going to play for them next year. You know, we could have changed things and yet again he didn't. Were you disappointed in that with Kennedy?
Yeah, and I was trying to think back. Do you mind when Dalglish took over for like the last few months of the season and it kind of felt like the same scenario, and that he was there and kind of name only. Wasn't he really doing the job? But the only thing that was interesting to the fans is that he started throwing in kids just for the sake of it. So you saw, I think, Simon Lynch, Jamie Smith, Stephen Craney. Craney was probably one that jumped out to me at the time, thinking he might end up being a half-decent player. But I remember still going to Celtic Park, even though the season was done. But you were interested to see what these boys were capable of doing. And actually, there was some entertaining games, and we saw quite a few goals as well. I think Simon Lynch tried to spark some doubt, nicking his penalty at Tynecastle as well. I remember that. So
with his guitar, I... Oh, no, that's
for
that later.
But that's what's probably disappointed me, is that it feels like Kennedy is going through the motions and is not taking kind of fans into account in any of these decisions here. Perhaps that's because there are no fans like tangibly in front of them, so maybe there's a bit of disconnect there, but they're not giving us anything to actually be excited about. And it's a boring season. And, you know, well, I was watching the Aberdeen game. I started to drift, and I ended up watching First States Hotel with my wife during the second half. Had the game on my phone, but actually I got quite into First States and ended up missing the goal at the end. Fortunately, you know, I had the WhatsApp group to prompt me for it, but I was so invested in the couples and their really nice Mediterranean meal that, you know, I'd just given up all interest in watching Celtic at the end.
Is that the one with the French guy? What's his name again?
Aye, Fred.
Fred, aye. Here, man, I like Big Fred. Do you ever watch that one with him and Gordon Ramsay and Gino De Campo? I mean, I know...
I'm not to watch Gordon Ramsay, I'm afraid.
I know, lost me here, I know.
We've gone.
I genuinely think that's one funny fucking show when the three of them go about.
See, the thing about Fred and Gino, right? You know, they dial up the French and dial up the Italian for the masses. Do you know what I mean? It's like, see, if you went and you actually had a pint with them, they would obviously still talk in a French and an Italian accent, but it would be more measured. You know, they're dialing it up for your consumption. So I'm, that's no for me either. I'm with Martin.
They're a bit too top geary, kind of, for me, a bit.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, Fred would probably just blur out, oh, it's, you know, just shoot the breeze with you, whereas it's all that ho-ho and then they're over the top. Did you know? Just dial it down, lads.
Bloody French. Graham...
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. That's wrapped, didn't you?
It was getting very English of you there, Samani, you know, just tone it down a bit. Tone it down. Graham, do you think, to kind of get us back to the Aberdeen game, I've heard some people say, you know, like, in terms of Kennedy, what do you expect? Like, he probably knows he's not going to get the job. There's no incentive for him to change things. do you subscribe to that? Do you think that that could be the case, that he simply knows he's not going to be there, so why should he kind of bother playing the kids, or even, you know, taking the gamble of not playing the strongest 11, if you like?
I think I probably mentioned it in the preview, but I think with Kennedy it's a weird one, because Martin mentioned kind of Dalglish, and kind of Dalglish was coming to us not really as a manager anymore. He wasn't really in that game. I think he went on to manage Liverpool, but he wasn't really considered to be a football manager at that stage. So when he came in, he didn't really have anything to lose, because it was just a case of he probably got a remit, try and bring in some youngsters, get Larsen back on the pitch before the end of the season, blah, blah, blah. But Kennedy's a different thing altogether, because he's just starting out his football career. And obviously he's not going to want to throw in a team of kids and get beat up at Aberdeen. So he's got a kind of balancing act, because when you look, I just put up the subs there for that game against Aberdeen. I don't think there's anyone I would have played. Like maybe Sorrow, maybe Ralston. Ralston for Kenny, different shades of shite. Like it's Laxalt or Greg Taylor. I mean, who are you going to bring off that bench to play it? Like it's, we've got to a situation where the first team is an absolute bare bones. We went up there, and the thing about it is these last few games, it's all emotional for everyone. But if you took the emotion out of this and looked at the stats of that game, we doubled the XG from the last time we played Aberdeen at Pittodrie, where we scored three goals. We scored one goal in this game, and we had doubled XG of the game that we scored the three goals. So if you took the emotion out of these games, I don't think the performances on paper have been that bad, but no one's going to see that, and no one wants to hear that, because we just want everyone in the blender, everyone in the bin. And I can see that, because it's been a horrendous season, but we've gone up to Pittodrie with a defence of Kenny, Welsh, Beaton and Greg Taylor. That's probably the worst back four that we've ever taken to Aberdeen in maybe the last 10 years. We've got fuck all off the bench. We're bringing on Tam Rodgick, who, God bless his cotton socks, has passed his best. Lee Griffiths came on, got a goal, but he's passed his best as well.
Okay, so we've had some technical difficulties. There's been a few power surges in Gal's neighbourhood. So we've scrambled things about, and we're able to continue with the recording. So we're gonna just get to the game this weekend, which I know we're all so eager to get to talk about. I did put out a question, so obviously this question was in the rundown, we put it out in the Twitter, we put it in the Flick chat. It's just a bit of fun, because come on, who wants to really get serious about this game? I was thinking about, you know, John Kennedy's such a useless bastard. I mean, he was meant to come in and, you know, turn this ship around, and he's done piss all. So he can't get them up for anything, basically. If we want to fire this team up for this meaningless game at the weekend, if you could pick one song to have absolutely blasting in that changing room to get them all fired up before they run out on Sunday, what would that song be? So I've got quite a lot to mention on Twitter and the Flick chat. Graham, I'm going to come to you first, because you said you had three. You've clearly thought about it more than the likes of Salmani. So can you give us, you can tell us all three and then confirm the one that you would hit play on.
Okay, so I think I missed out the fired up part when I was doing this. I was just going for mood music. So I've got I Hate Myself and I Want to Die by Nirvana. At the Bottom of Everything by Bright Eyes. And one that I would play extra loud so that the Huns could hear it. Billy Don't Be a Hero by Paperless.
So you like, there was many tangents you could go off of on this one. You know, you could go for ones that have something, you know, something to do with the season. I was purely going with trying to get them fired up. I know a lot of people were going for the Ra tunes. Absolutely, 100% agree with that. I think they would have been on the playlist anyway. So Manny, where are you going?
Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards by Billy Bragg. You know,
just I don't know who the fuck that is.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, wee man. But it's a good tune, and it's kind of questioning the fact that they're shite and they need to leap forward. So there.
Okay, lovely. Martin.
Well, this is where we're missing Damien Duff with his mixtape that he had played in the Irish game against England a while back that seemed to cause a bit of a stramash. But no, I was thinking, and then the answer just came to me when I was driving the kids home from nursery with the Sing soundtrack on. You familiar with that movie? You know, with the animals all singing in a music competition. I love that film. So we were all singing along to I'm Still Standing. So there you go. That's the one for me. A little bit of Elton John.
Elton John to get the boys up for a game against.
I'm Still Standing. Yeah, just say it. Also, the version by Johnny the Gorilla is probably better. I'm putting out there, Johnny the Gorilla is a better singer than Elton John.
Good to have Goodbye England's Rose as well.
Bring it down again, Graham. Come on, we're trying to lift the mood in the changing room before we go out and I was about to say stuff them, but that's not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not going to happen, but you know, we're trying to do a better job than John Kennedy, so anything goes here.
What George Bowie remix are you going for, Lynn?
How dare you? How dare you? I was going for Metallica, Enter Sandman. Get that pumping. Get a bit of headbanging, get on, and go out there and smash them. That's, you know, that always gets me going, that song. I don't know why. We've got loads of different songs people have come up with on Twitter. I'm going to come to that. I'm going to give you time. If you listener, you're going to have time to think about this before I throw some other tunes at you. So we'll come to that in a wee minute. The game itself. One thing I wanted to talk about, Somani, is that we basically kidded ourselves on. We've been kidding ourselves on pretty much since what? October time, really, that things were going to get any better, that, you know, this was the lowest of the low, and you were going to see a reaction, you were going to see something different. We're literally at the final three games of the season. Is there any hope that we can win on Sunday? And that's not me being, you know, being defeatist about it. Like, genuinely, is there any hope that these players are going to turn it around and win?
It's a game that doesn't matter other than that it's against them. And, you know, some people will say that any game against them matters. But this is a squad who have single-handedly failed to win any important game this season. Time and time again, when we've asked the question and we've got ourselves our hopes up, thinking that we might be able to kind of go to the well and get something, we've failed to do it. Now, some people off the back of the fact St Johnstone put them out on Sunday night are thinking that there's a chance that they're there for the taking. I don't think we've got what it takes, let alone where they are as a team. For me, it's just another game that we need to complete before the end of the season. Finish it now. I mean, I think it's May the 15th we play Hibs, and that's the last game of the season. It's like, you know, those cartoons when you're in the jail and you're just knocking the days off the calendar. That's what this season's like. So, Frank, I've been stung after the Scottish Cup game because we dared to believe a wee bit after the Livingston game. So for me, there's a kind of degree I just can through the motions with us. I mean, would I like to put a dent in their season? Would it be good for us to, for them not to go through the league season unbeaten, for us to be the ones that beat them? Yeah. Have I got faith that we're going to be able to do that? Not at all.
Graham?
I don't know. I'm a bit more optimistic, probably a bit more of a Kennedy defender on this show. I think, Samani, you said at the start that nothing's changed. I don't think that's true because we're probably thinking that the season was the same all the way through. But I mean, we get beat off of Ross County 2-0. Prague pumped us swimming away. There was a series of 10, 15 games where I think Kieran Devlin was pointing out that we weren't even beating the team XG wise. So I think things have changed. We just kind of get the ball in the net. And I think there will be players in this squad that will be motivated by the fact that we can stop them having an unbeaten season. There'll be people that are in that squad that were in the Invincibles and they'll want to take that away from them. We didn't play well in the cup game, but they didn't play much better either. They're not that great a team. We have players in our team that can beat them. We don't have much strength and depth. But if we can get a first team out that maybe has a bit of balance, maybe gets Forrest back in the team. If we can't get Forrest back in the team, I would like to see us play a more balanced formation, maybe try to get Christie out wide or Dembele even, try and get him in the team. I think there's a chance that we can do it. And I think one of the things that would give me hope is if we could just appoint Eddie Howe before the weekend and say that he's coming in. Imagine that. Imagine we've got Eddie Howe coming in and the players know that they're going to be playing for a English Premier League manager next season. I think that'd go some way to getting those players back out of the doldrums and motivated for once.
See, I totally get what you're saying, but I just feel like we've spent so long, like every game we've went into with them, it's been a case of like, well, if we do this and, you know, if we play like this and if we have this guy and this guy performs, but this never happened. Like all those what ifs has never actually taken place. And expecting these players who, like, you know, again, and I don't want to, I'm not going to spend long kind of hating on him, but somebody like Eddie who's no looked interested at any point, I don't think he's suddenly going to be interested by this game. I don't think it's going to appeal to them. I think it's a more important game for us than it is them. I think we should be the ones caring more about it. I don't think, I was trying to look it up earlier, it's the last time that we have not beat them in a season. Is that under John Barnes? So one of the guys at work was telling me that today, and I looked it up. I mean, to go a full season and not lay a glove on them, I mean, that's incentive enough, Martin, isn't it?
It is, but in the grand scheme of things, I've written off the season. I'm not too concerned about the overall result is. I'm actually, it's the end of the season. There's a number of players that aren't going to be here next season. The manager's not going to be here next season. I'd be quite happy just to kind of get it right up them and actually start taking legs and actually just turn it into a bit of a brawl. I want to see players really up for it and actually, even if they lose, look like they've put it all out in the field. And also, I want them to be bullies. I think Celtic have kind of shat it a lot this season. I kind of want to see players just actually just leave the foot in, just make them know that they're in a contest. You know, it'd be great to know that Brown is sitting on a 6-7 game suspension next season, lagging over from, I don't know, taking somebody out in the halfway line in the first minute or something like that. That give me anything to be enthusiastic about, to be honest. The score, not so fussed. To be honest, let's get Tony Ralston in there and doing a Neymar in front of Ryan Kent or something. Just give me something to show that there's guys in that team that actually care and are fed up with looking like, you know, a bunch of wet blankets all season.
Aye, they're spineless. See, I mean, what you're saying there, I would love to see as well. And it's going to come to my 11 that I've chosen for the weekend. But, I mean, aye, just to see a bit of passion from them would be nice.
Chris Ayer's the kind of guy that he's the one guy that seems capable of it. I'm just hoping to see a little bit of a spark out of some of the other guys there as well. If Cal McGregor wants to be captain, show me that you're actually up to, you know, stepping up to some of these guys, because Rangers aren't great. Put them in their place a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, and one thing that you alluded to there is the fact that, you know, for a lot of these players, this will be their last derby game. You know, it's a chance to kind of go out on a positive, and the likes of Ayer, the likes of Eddie, the likes of Scott Brown. I mean, how's Scott Brown going to be knowing that that's his last Celtic Rangers game? You know, I mean, we all know he's going to play. We can all, you know, I think that's one relief I have, is that thank fuck the debate is over. Like, see, like, should we play a diamond? Should we play 3-5-2? Should we play 4-2-3-1? All that stuff. It's just at the point now where it is a completely meaningless game. It's all over with. Soro's not going to get a look in. We know what Kennedy's pretty much going to do. So what's the point? You know, we don't need to talk about it anymore, which I'm thankful of. So, Manny, what's your thoughts? What was your kind of feelings getting into the game this weekend? Is there anything more than just wanting it done? I mean, I know you've said, obviously, in a previous recording about whether we've got much hope. But, I mean, you know, Can you yourself get up for it after last week? Because I think that's going to be tough for us.
Not really. I mean, I wish I could share Graham's enthusiasm, and I don't doubt that were better than we were for spells of the season. I mean, obviously, around the Slavia Prague games and getting beat off Ross County, that was the lowest of the low. But there's nothing out there that says that we're going to start putting the ball in the net in this game. And I don't share the enthusiasm that some of these players have got some hunger to play for this when they've not shown that even recently. And you're talking about Scott Brown saying, if this is the last game, how's she going to feel about that? I don't think Scott Brown's capable of dominating that midfield now, and that's why he's moving on to Aberdeen. I'm not normally this negative. You know me, Louis, I'm an upbeat guy. But I really just...
Positive Pete.
Positive Pete. I just can't see the end of this game far enough. It's a game that I could do without, you know, but I'm neither here nor there with it. I will watch it, you know, I just want this season done. I'm counting down the days to the 15th of May. So,
well, what feels like an absolute lifetime ago, earlier in the show, I asked you to come up with a fuck it 11. That's what I'm going to call it. You know, as I say, all the kind of tactical debate is out the window. It's gone for another season. If you were just to pick a starting lineup with the attitude of fuck it, let's just do this, what would you go for? I'll kick us off, since, you know, I'm the host, and give you more thinking time if you haven't done it yet. I am going to go for a 3-5-2. It's what we set out to start with this season.
Trying to find three centre halves. Okay.
It wasn't actually much of a stretch. Let me fill you in there, Martin. So fuck it, it's going 3-5-2. Fuck it, Barkas is starting. Why not? We might never see the guy again. You know, cost us 5 million. There's much talked about Barkas with a chocolate wrist. Let's go for it. Get him in. Then we've got a back three of, let me talk you through this, Nir Beaton. Right? Nir Beaton. He's not part of a back two, so his passing ability might actually be a benefit at some point. Then we have in the middle, Shane Duffy. Fuck it. Get Shane Duffy in. With the strict instructions of take bodies, Shane. This is your one chance for redemption in eyes of Ireland and the eyes of all Celtic fans around the world. Go for bodies. Obviously, next to that, we need an actual defender. So let's put Christopher Ayer in there. It's his last game, so fuck it, give him a chance. Then midfield, Forrest on the right, Moy on the left. That's the way we probably should have, you know, if this season had worked out and we kind of planned for this formation, then those were the guys that were going to be in those positions, so why not? Scott Brown, fuck it, it's his last game. He's got to play, he's got to go for it. You know, let's just hope, again, give him the strict instructions. Scott, we know you're shite. We know you can't run about as much anymore. Just break limbs. That's all I want. Cal McGregor, because obviously he's going to play because he plays in every game. And then, so Manny, you'll like this, Tam. Fuck it, get Tam in there. It'll probably be his last ever game. He might come up with an absolute peach of a goal to sign off on. I would give him more hope of pulling something out of the bag, a wee bit of magic, than probably anybody else. And then, pretty much because there's not any other actual options, I've gone with Eddie and Griffiths up front, even though I would much rather never see them play for Celtic again, but fuck it. What can you do?
Well, what you could do is you could put Duffy up front.
Is this your team, Martin?
I'm happy.
I'd like a formation first before you dive into this.
It's the fuck it formation. Like, this is Lennon 101. I'm just picking 11 guys out there to go out and, you know, get the job done. Don't need a formation. So Barkas, fine. Tony Ralston's playing. Definitely playing.
Like just, chops.
Yeah. Can we call Bolly Golly back? Is that possible?
Fuck it. Do it.
You have to call in Cham back at the same time.
Oh,
here we go. This is, and has Klamala actually left Scotland yet? Because
You want to bring back the rock and roll, Martin? Is that what you're saying?
Let's get Ibrox rocking and let's make it turn it green and white. So I'm all for Duffy playing. I'm all for Ralchops playing. Do you know what? I quite like Greg Taylor. I actually think he's a half decent defender relative to some of the other crap we've got. So let's bang Taylor in left back. Let's go Ralston right back. Centre halves. Ayer is alongside. Let's keep Welsh in. We'll keep the pair of them.
Duffy's up front.
Duffy's up front. That's right. Then we're going old school 4-4-2. This is kind of Martin O'Neill, Brian Clough territory. We're just sticking guys out there and hoping for the best. So right midfield, if Forrest is fit, brilliant. If not, Kanamoko, get your boots on, you're on. Fuck it. Left midfield, Moy, you can play, that's fine. In the middle, Scott Brown, you're watching from the stand. Fuck it. Sorry, pal.
Ooh.
Aye, Sorrow, get in there, pal. Get Tor in. Make a name for yourself. And next to Sorrow, let me see. It's quite difficult, eh?
Montgomery?
Who's that Dane Bowers guy that we're talking about a wee while ago? Is Liam Shaw? Let's bring him up early. Let's tell Sheffield Wednesday actually we've brought him in early. So Liam Shaw next to Sorrow in the middle, and then up front Duffy leading the line, and it's going to be the big man little man combination of Duffy and Griffiths, the Quinn and Phillips, job's done. Like I can see entertainment with that.
Aye, definitely a lot of entertainment. I like the big man, little man up front. We should definitely bring that back. Graham, do you want to go next?
Aye.
Can I just say by far the best bit of any recording tonight? Go, Graham.
Can we get the medical team to bring Julian back early? Is that possible? Can we bring him in a pre-contract? No, I would go for. Generally, I would go 4-3-3. I would play Ralston at right back because Jonjo Kenny can get to fuck. Greg Taylor, the best fullback we have at the club. Get him at left back. Ayer and Welsh, Barkas and goals because Ben is like a handball goalie. Midfield, I would play Callum McGregor sitting. Christie and Turnbull, get Scott Brown to fuck because he's probably going to get sent off because he'll do someone after 10 minutes and then we'll get pumped. Moy on the left, Forrest on the right, Edward up front, a Yeti off the bench to put the ball in the netty. That's all we need.
Nice. So many.
Christmas tree formation. 4-3-2-1. Up top, it's a Yeti, isn't it? You know, a flip flop. He's got to be straight in. You know, Swiss bliss. That's what I'm saying there. In goals, it's. Conor Hazard, recall him. Let's get him in. Tell him it's Hearts in the cup final. Left
he was
back.
On the bench against Aberdeen.
Hazard? I thought he was in loan somewhere.
No, he was on the bench against Aberdeen.
I love how you've started this with a striker, then immediately went to the other end of the pitch. But anyway.
I just wanted to let you know as yet he's starting. Hazard in goals. At left back, I would play Near Beaton. At right back, I would play Christopher Ayer.
Oh, centre half. I like that.
Centre half, it's Duffy and Welsh, isn't it? It's Duffy and Welsh. 4-3-2-1. Behind the Jetty, I'm going back up that end of the pitch now. We've got Turnbull and Rogic. Oof. And they're basically, it's like, think about it this way, it's like a dance-off. Who's the best number 10? You know, and they're all trying flicks and all that. It's going to be magic, right? And then behind them, you're going to have Sorrow.
We'll have Sorrow, all right.
Sorrow. McGregor, although I'm not sure about that. And it's Brown. Brown, with the strict instructions that he is not at any point to attempt to play football. He has simply to take legs, as Martin said. That's my extremely balanced Christmas tree 11 for the Rangers game.
Who's it? Oh, you're with coming from near Beaton down the left.
Near Beaton down the left. I can't think of two left backs I've disliked as much as Laxalt. I would have Danny Fox at left back before I would have either of them two.
I bet you'd put the team sheet on Twitter in numerical order as well, just to really confuse matters.
In the shape of a Christmas tree.
Yeah, absolutely.
The song I'm going to play is Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses beforehand, and that'll get them riled up for the game.
Has to be a wee elf the whole time.
Absolutely.
Let's have a prediction for you know, see the fact, like, just quickly, see the fact that is Scott Brown's last game. I wonder, I don't know off the top of my head how many of these games he's played. It must be some amount of games, but it'll be a big kind of occasion for him. And obviously next season, we're going to be going into these games without him, which we all kind of want right now, but it'll still be a big thing for him. So hopefully for him that we can do the job. Martin, prediction? A genuine prediction.
Prediction.
It's a Celtic podcast, so it's, you know, 5-0 Celtic. Genuinely, what do you think the score will be?
I think it'll be a shite 0-0. I think it's, I don't think any either team gives a fuck anymore. So I think Rangers will take a draw. I think we won't turn up and it'll be absolute guff. There we go.
Graham?
2-1 Celtic. Christy will miss a penalty.
Oh, that scumbag, man. Fucking, oh, let's not go there. We'll be here all night. So Manny?
5-2 Celtic.
Hey, what a
5-2
dick.
Celtic.
You brace, can shove that Duffy Christmas tree up your ass.
Hat-trick for a jetty, brace for Duffy.
All assisted by Beaton.
You're the one that ruined it by saying the fuck it 11. So that's my fuck it prediction. 5-2.
When Duffy was playing, we actually scored goals from corners. So maybe it's not a bad idea to bring him back in from the cold.
Very true. Listen, let's wrap it up with some of your tunes that you'd send the boys out to on Sunday. I'm not going to go through everybody's name. I'm just going to go through the songs. All right. So we've had Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. It's Now or Never, The Who, Get Out and Stay Out. Stone Roses, Is This the Hun? The Execs, Get the Fuck Out of Here. Take Me to the Top by Motley Crue. Hold on till I get to the Flick chat. Anybody else come up with any in the meantime? No? Okay. Come Out Your Black and Tans, Going Home British Soldiers, Celtic Symphony, Mulan, I'll Make a Man Out of You, from Disney. Brian said Nine Toes versus Fatboy Slim Finder. I don't think that's Dutch Gabba, but you know, I'm a bit disappointed it wasn't Dutch Gabba for the big man. Beautiful Sunday, The Saw Doctors, To Win Just Once. Bomb Track by Rage Against the Machine. Fantastic. Paul McMullen says I'd just play the whole fucking album. I'd actually agree with that, Paul. That'd be fantastic. Listen, this has been an absolute shit show, I'm not going to lie. If this is somehow stitched together and becomes coherent, it's absolute genius work and Gal's editing skills. It's been a pleasure with you guys. We've recorded about 4 or 5 segments of this show. But hopefully the listener has enjoyed it and it's just been seamless. Christopher Salmani, pleasure as ever.
Hope we're getting overtime from Gal for this one. But it's been a pleasure to share 4 different Zoom meetings with you all. Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's 10 to midnight here. It's been a long night. Martin Friel, been a pleasure.
Yep, loved it. Cheers, guys.
And Graham, thanks for having us and joining us. Well,
I don't think I've been kicked out this often since I was in Fear Murray's in Glasgow, so enjoyed it. Took me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the weekend's game is probably going to be shite. It's probably going to be heartbreak. But me, Ruth and Somani will be on the reaction. Won't we, Somani?
Won't.
Oh, you're not? Oh, you shat it, have you?
No, I've not shat it. I've just got something else. So it's you and Ruth. You might get a wee guest on. Don't you worry about that. I've put a word in at the big man.
Oh, well.
He's in the heart and hand reaction.
Right, yes, hopefully this has all worked out and you've enjoyed it, but this has been the Cynic Weekly and we will speak to you down the road.